I was a little girl, I loved drawing horses. I drew them, you know, line drawings, jumping over everything in my, you know, the margins of my school papers. And also, when I was a little girl, I was the luckiest little girl because, unlike most little girls who'd only wish for one, I actually had a pony. And his name was Stormy Weather, or Stormy, which we called him. And he was the cutest little brown and white pinto pony with a blaze face. And he was ornery and cantankerous, and he'd buck me off all the time. But he was mine, and I loved him. And, you know, we went to horse shows together. He won me a couple blue ribbons, mostly yellow, which is like third, but that's fine. But he was very special to me. I got him when I was about 8, and I had him when I was about 13. It became evident that he was a little bit older than we thought he was, and he started really losing weight, and his teeth started falling out, and it was really sad to see him just go down so quickly. And every night, my mom and I would have to go over to the barn and make him a mash out of oats and hot water, and just, you know, so he could chew it, so he could live, basically. And it was really hard to see, you know, my best friend at the time just struggling so much. And I was just starting high school, and I was, you know, slightly overweight. I loved horses. I collected model horses, and I actually had to deal with coming back to high school and meeting all the people who knew me in elementary school when I would run around the playground pretending to be a horse. So, as you can imagine, I was very popular. So, my mom picked me up from high school one day, and it's a flashbulb memory. She picks me up in the white minivan, and we drive to the old Heights parking lot. And she parks, and she says, "Marilyn, I have something to tell you. The vet came out this morning, and we spoke, and I'm sorry, but we had to put Stormy down." And I was just crushed and devastated. And, you know, I'd never, you know, I was 13, I'd never really dealt with pain like that before. And as I mentioned, I'd always loved art, and I was enrolled in an art class in high school, and we had to do a final project of our choosing. And so I chose to draw a picture of Stormy and to take using what's called the block method of drawing. I always preferred pencil and charcoal. So I took this photo and basically divided it up into blocks and transferred it into this, it transferred it into, you know, poster size piece of paper. And, you know, it's staring at the piece, at the picture, and it's making the line, but no, the line doesn't look exactly right, and smudging this and erasing that, and you know, mixing the charcoal with my tears to make shading. And it was just such a cathartic experience to take this memory and really turn it into something beautiful that was also meaningful, that also kind of offered me this ability to work through my pain and turn it into something that was bigger than what I was feeling. And of course, I didn't know all this when I was 13, only when I'm looking back at it, but it felt good, and it made it better. And we had a art show at the end of the year, and we could display all our wares. And my parents came, and before I could even tell them what was my piece, my dad goes, "Look at that photo of that horse over there. It's beautiful." And I'm like, "That's my picture. That's my drawing." You know, it was such an amazing moment to have someone see that. And about 4 years later, I had a very similar experience, except this time it involved a boy. And I didn't have to mash him or anything, but but I fell in love. I was 18. And, you know, I can remember the moment I fell in love with this guy. We were sitting, you know, we'd be dating for about, you know, 8 months. And I was sitting in his living room, having one of those lazy days that you have when you're just completely comfortable with somebody. And I just remember looking at him, and he was playing Marvel versus Capcom, which is this video game. And it just hit me. And obviously, well, not obviously, but inevitably, about 5 years later, we broke up, and it was very, very sad. I was, again, devastated. It was kind of my idea, but that doesn't make it any easier. And he loved Spider-Man, as well as Marvel versus Capcom. And so I decided to draw a picture that was half Spider-Man's face and half his face. And of course, to do this, I had to look at photos, which to a freshly broken up girl is really, really difficult. You know, the ones that I hadn't burned, I looked at, and I had to kind of throw myself into this process, spending days, hours, you know, I'm a lawyer, this is a lot of time. But you know, again, throwing myself into this, spending hours and days getting it just right, just investing myself in this process that was so healing. Again, it was amazing. And I didn't know what was going on, but I just knew that drawing made me feel better, and drawing made me kind of encapsulate this memory and this pain and kind of transform it into something better. And one of the things that struck me is that, you know, photos, you put the photos away in a drawer, but when you spend 50 hours on something, it becomes part of you and just much more memorable than a simple photo that you have in a frame. And I decided to give the photo to, or the picture rather, to him for his birthday that year. Ill-advised decision may it have been. he loved it, he really did. And we remained friends for a good long time until he moved in with somebody different. And you know, I emailed him and I said, it's okay if you don't want that in your house anymore. I understand if you don't need it. And he wrote me back just, you know, two lines. It's still on my wall and it'll stay there. And that was just, you know, again, very important to me. And I guess it makes me feel, I guess, I'm not an artist. I don't do art, really. I mean, I do it as recreation, but I don't really, I mean, I get paid to, like I said, file other people's bankruptcies. But I will say, someone offered me some money to try to do a portrait later, and I couldn't get into it. I couldn't do it. I just never felt that connection. So I guess in order for me to tap into my creative juices, I need to have my heart broken. Thank you.